Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breeze has completed passes to eight different receivers already. He starts in the shotgun, drops back, looks to the far sideline, wide open, Tre'Quan Smith. And Tre'Quan Smith is going to go to the end zone. Drew Breeze has done it. You have just witnessed history in New Orleans. Drew Breeze is the NFL's all-time leading passer.
That was truly one of the great moments in NFL history when they stopped the game, when he went over and saw his family, and he told his sons, you can accomplish anything if you work hard enough. And somebody wrote a piece in for ESPN talking about Drew Brees, and maybe his decline has already begun, the inevitable Drew Brees decline. Zach Streif joins us, our friend, voice of the Straits, former Zach, I'm struggling here with one ear that's clogged up, and it just throws you off. You know what I'm saying? Zach Streif, voice of the Saints, former Saints offensive lineman. Good morning.
Morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me, bud.
Thank you, sir. You getting ready to board a plane for L.A.?
We are. We're leaving this evening. About 5 o'clock, we're going to take off.
Now, I heard in addition to covering the Saints practices, you got some scripts you're going to be shopping around, a couple of sitcoms, maybe a few movies.
You know, I was once named, you remember, one of the late shows used to do superlatives for Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
And I was once the most likely to be the dad on a failed CBS sitcom.
Really?
True story.
What a claim to fame. Well, good luck pitching those, pilots. If you got a role for me, I'd appreciate it, Zach.
All right, you got it.
Tell me about this piece about Drew Brees and declining skills, and I guess most of this goes back to the end of last season.
Yeah, and first of all, it's a Bill Barnwell article, who I think does an incredible job. Every time Barnwell comes out with something, I think most people that are really sports savvy kind of run to it. He's a sharp guy. It's his researched material. And in reality, the headline is probably a little bit misleading, because ultimately what Barnwell says is you can't really say that what happened at the end of last season was a decline. And I think the article was pretty fair in what it said in its writing. You know, the hard part for anybody right now trying to figure out or guess when Drew Brees is going to slow down is that he's doing something that's been done so few times in history. And if you go back in the history of the National Football League and try to find historical data on what happens when you reach that age, all of that data says, that there's going to be this massive sharp drop-off. And when you look at the end of last season and compare it to the beginning of last season, there is no question that from a statistical standpoint, there was a drop-off. What Barnwell talks about a lot in his article is that the drop-off that happened last year, it cannot be fully attributed to Drew. And I think that's probably the main part of the article, is that there's a lot of factors that contributed to it.
You know, one thing, Zach, I remember, and it's just my memory of it, and it's not perfect, but it seems as though at that point in the season we were really concentrating on running the football, and we threw it a lot less. Would that have anything to do with the stats that we're seeing or saw?
Well, you know, yes and no. I think that there's a lot of things that contributed to the kind of the offensive drop-off at the end of last year. And I'm going to say these without meaning any ill intentions with any of the guys that I'm talking about. But ultimately, teams started to take his two major options away from him. I think that when the Cowboys did that, and they really were the first ones to say, hey, we're going to double team Mike and we're going to bracket Alvin and really force you into another throw. I just don't think there was enough guys that stepped up that were finding ways to get open. And it made things a lot more difficult on top of the fact that the offensive line got beat up. And I think that's really the main contributor, is that there just weren't a lot of good options. There weren't a lot of guys with separation. And a lot of the throws that were being made, in spite of them being in the right place, were going to be difficult catches for receivers that ultimately I don't think had the experience to kind of handle some of those moments. So, I think they're in a much better place this year. First of all, the offensive line's gotten healthy, but there's a lot more weapons and certainly now more experience with those guys having a year and a full offseason in the system to give the Saints some better options outside of Mike and Alvin.
I will pick it up here when we come back minutes from now. Zach Streif, our guest, voice of the Saints, former Saints offensive lineman. If you have any questions or comments, you can text him 87870, or if you have the time, you can call 260-1870, and we'll put you on with Zach Streif talking about Drew Brees and are his skills beginning to decline. 720 traffic now, WWL. It is Wednesday morning, August the 14th, 724, Tommy Tucker. It's amazing some of the things you can learn just listening.
You know, I was once named, you remember, one of the late shows used to do superlatives for Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
And I was once the most likely to be the dad on a failed CBS sitcom.
Really? There you go. Zach Streif sharing something with us that I think is pretty cool, Zach, that you would tell that story. tell us about, as somebody texted in here about Drew Brees, asking about physical size in terms of the body taking a beating, in terms of strength, comparing it to Tom Brady. Does that factor in any of this at all?
I don't know that necessarily just his general size is a factor in it. I think what Tom Brady and Drew Brees have done is I think they've taken, taking care of your body to another level. And I think that's why it's hard to find history in the past. I think that technology has come a long way, that our understanding of how to recover a body and how to train a body have increased so much that those guys have found the ability to stay playing at this level for a longer time. But I don't think that the actual physical size is necessarily a problem. When you look back, Drew Brees has been hit fewer times than any quarterback over the last 13 years. So he's taken less of a beating than a lot of guys do. And that's, something I think that the Saints have been very smart to kind of stay on top in terms of who they're putting in front of him and the schemes and what we're doing to protect him. But, the great thing for Drew Brees, as we talk about his decline and when that happens, is, Drew is not a quarterback built on arm strength. He never has had all that strong of an arm. If you compare him to, other quarterbacks around the league, he's
Peyton
never
Manning,
been that guy.
One of these guys that can gun it.
Exactly. He's always been more reliant on accuracy and anticipation and understanding what a defense is doing. And those skills have only really gotten better with time. And so, there's no question Drew's arm is not as strong today as it was 10 years ago. It's just reality. And ultimately, it has not really slowed him down at all from a production standpoint.
In terms of early evaluation, Zach, to see if – well, let me get to this first, because somebody keeps texting it in over and over and over about he was hurt during the Atlanta game on Thanksgiving. It was a secret. Nobody knew it, et cetera, et cetera. Was there any indication at all that Drew Brees was playing hurt last year?
I don't believe that. I know that there's been discussion about that on the interception and the subsequent his attempt to tackle. I can't remember who the returner was on that, but not that I know of. I don't, I'm in there a good amount, probably in times often that I shouldn't be, but I don't believe that injury was a factor in it.
And we just watched it because somebody keeps texting it in, and he was kind of pushed from the back, but it's not like he sunk his shoulder in anybody or anything like that.
And that was brought up in Barnwell's article, which might be where that's coming from. So
in terms of, the early part of the season and us seeing that Drew has not diminished any skills at all, his skills have not diminished. Is there one team that's more likely to test him early on than any, would it be the Rams?
Well, I mean, to be completely honest with you, from an offensive standpoint, we've struggled against the Houston Texans for a long time, really. We've not traditionally played really well against them. It's an outstanding pass rush, a really good defense. I do think their secondary is a little bit weaker than it has been in the past this season. But, yeah, I think right out of the gate we're getting tested quite a bit. I think that's a very good defensive football team. And, you know, it's going to be at home. It's going to be a great environment. It's usually an environment that he thrives in, which might overcome some of that. But, yeah, I think right out of the gate, the offense as a whole is going to be tested.
Practices with the Chargers 2 days, game Sunday afternoon at 3. Who really needs to step up if they're on the bubble here and get themselves off of it?
Well, I think there's a lot of guys that are still on bubbles. I think there's a lot of guys that need to still show more. There's a lot of young guys in the receiver room. I think that room is probably the least settled to this point. It'll be good to see Emmanuel Butler back out, who had a really great start to camp, and I know that the team is very high on, but has missed a lot of time with injury. It'll be interesting to see if they get Keith Kirkwood back, another guy that's missed time with injury. You know, I think Tre'Quan Smith still needs to show some splash. I don't know how in danger he is of getting cut, but certainly from a performance standpoint, I think needs to continue to develop. And then, you know, I think the running back, that third running back spot is also interesting right now. I think Divine Azigbo showed a lot in the preseason game. Dwayne Washington did have a drop, and I think that's been kind of his Achilles heel going through the offseason with the Saints is just an unnaturalness to him catching the ball out of the backfield. And if you look on the defensive side of the ball, you know, I think that in terms of just a starting role, I think the only real battle left on the team for a starting role is the nickel position between P. Rob and P.J. Williams. And I don't know that either one of them had their best game in the first preseason. So that's another position to kind of keep your eye on as we go out to L.A. and take on what is a really good offense in the Chargers.
Zach, I know you're busy getting ready to go, and I really do appreciate your time as always.
Appreciate it, Tommy. Have a good one, bud.
You too. Travel safely. Zach Strief, voice of the Saints, former Saints offensive lineman, and sports team will be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.